This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wage a war on corruption. Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. As we go into hour number two, I'm going to hit the massive COVID tyranny developments, the incredibly over-the-top potential Armageddon, Russia-Ukraine developments, a lot of good news here in the U.S., the latest on the Roe v. Wade fight, where I think all that's going, and so much more here today. And I also intend to take 8 phone calls. You guys cheated a little and put about 12 or 14 on there, and I stayed late to the fourth hour yesterday to get those calls. I want to take like 8 calls this hour from first-time callers. I'll give the number out when we come back. Here's a very important report on what we're facing with the Obama revolution.
Back in 2008, while the masses flocked to Obama to save them from Dick Cheney, those waking up to the American nightmare could clearly see how he was a puppet to Wall Street and the big banks, and also to the military-industrial complex. Their profits soared as the anti-war movement disappeared. Obama even had an American citizen killed with a drone strike while eating dinner. Obama loved predator drones, and he normalized the unending war.
I have 2 words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming. You think I'm joking?
At first, Obama was not threatened by the election of Donald Trump. He had the all-powerful media on his side.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! Exclamation point. At real Donald Trump. Well, at real Donald Trump, at least I will go down as a president.
But that didn't last.
If we fall for...
Trump got elected, and Obama helped lead a massive attack against him with the entire establishment, mainstream media, and loyal Democrats. And by the time the 2020 election was stolen right before our eyes, there was no doubt that Joe Biden was a puppet. But whose puppet?
I think it's no surprise to know that it's not just Obama, but it's the whole Obama-Clinton machine that has been in power for a long time and continues to pull the strings behind the curtain in the Biden administration. But when we're talking about this Ministry of Truth, Will, what's even more disturbing than the fact that you have all these Democrats who are supporting it is that there are powerful Republicans who are supporting it as well.
Obama and Clinton are puppets, along with at least 99% of all the Democrats and Republicans in Congress. And it's not even a government anymore. It's a criminal cabal made up of several crime families and corporations that see the people as a commodity. And now, while being exposed for some of the biggest crimes in American history, they're stealing every last penny from the American people, creating a worldwide famine and provoking a war with a country that is showing off ways they can nuke we the people into oblivion. In Germany, hundreds of thousands of people are demanding that their government stop sending weapons to Ukraine and urging them to move towards a peaceful resolution. While in America, it seems as if everyone is just going about their business, waiting for the next election, as if it's just a series on Netflix we are watching. But if we sit and do nothing as we watch them start a nuclear war, are we innocent? The U.S. government is training Ukrainian soldiers in Germany and supplying Ukraine with hundreds of newly declassified suicide drones. The liars and thieves inhabiting the U.S. government are starting this war for their own puppet masters. But they are no one special, just old, old money with centuries of fraud. And we outnumber them 10,000 to 1, conservatively. They are not going to stop. And now that they are being exposed, it's just going to get worse. And so, wouldn't it be beautiful if we the people can stand up for what's right and stop World War III? Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
The UN estimates that over 2 billion people alive on Earth today have cognitive disabilities, lower IQs, and so many other medical issues because of one thing, iodine deficiency. And most iodine that you get from different foods is bound to other minerals or other compounds, so it's not absorbable in the body. And that's why iodine deficiency is such a huge issue. We have the purest, cleanest, best iodine in the world from deep earth crystals more than 7,000 feet deep. X2 is an amazing product, and it has been sold out for months and months and months. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the supply chain breakdowns and the rest of it, I'm not sure when the next time we're going to get X2 is, so I would stock up on X2 right now at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. That's a 360 win. You're healthier, you have a better immune system, a better focus, better clarity, and you're funding the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get your X2 today.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Take your phone calls this hour, interspersed with a ton of very important news and information. And then we have the grandson of General Benton K. Parton that I have known for 27 years, who now has gone to be with the Lord, to talk about the former head of Air Force Weapons Development, the head of HARP, the head of the Secret Space Program, and more, who told me about how the globalists operated and how to stop them. And spent a lot of time in person and on the phone and on air with us, really spending time. And I didn't know why people like Parton and so many others like Gunderson and even Charlton Heston spent time encouraging me, but they saw a lot of potential. They saw a lot of potential in you to stop these people, and we can do it together. So I really look forward to him coming on. Because, you know, when these guys are gone, it's like the Elvis song, "You Were Always on My Mind." I am so blessed that those individuals were like Obi-Wan Kenobi to Luke Skywalker. Except this isn't a movie, this is real. If you remember, people like Congressman Hansen that was tortured by the feds for what he did, and Barry Goldwater and countless others. And I think more and more we should celebrate people like them. And we should get G. Edward Griffin on because he's still 100% there and is a living legend. He's been fighting the New World Order since the early 60s. He was making movies that were in movie theaters in the late 60s fighting the globalist. He was Alex Jones back then. Got to get him back on. How incredible. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to give the number up, and I'm going to hit more news and take your calls. We're doing first-time callers today. Give you a chance to get on board. You can talk about any issue you want, but obviously, the war, the announcement of World Economic Forum to basically run the UN, the COVID news I haven't hit yet, this Biden news I'm about to hit on the economy, whatever you want to talk about. We're not censoring you. All we ask is you have a good, clean phone line and have some points to make. Because what we do here, the electronic town square soapbox, is what the enemy is afraid of and does not want. Toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. All right, let's hit this news. Now, I know most of you know this better than I do, but for new listeners that just now tuned in and are wanting to see what it's all about, coming to the Forbidden URL, Infowars.com/show or band.video. As a intellectual, as a informed political person that promotes human freedom, as somebody that's made a friend of death and a friend of persecution, I am shaken to my very core that though the general public's waking up to the fact they've been lied to, and that the political system's controlled by corrupt corporations, people still think it's business as usual and don't realize how much grave danger everybody's in. I mean, I have nightmares about this every night because I know what's coming next. We tried, you tried, our guest tried, to show you their plans and hopefully humanity would wake up and stop it. Instead, they accelerated their plans. We've got to stop the next phase. Are we going to let a bunch of corrupt, selfish, wicked, twisted people really turn us into slaves and kill most of us? And as bad as they are, it is survival of the fittest, it is social Darwinism. If we let them do this, if we let Klaus Schwab, the literal Nosferatu on two legs, incarnate, the James Bond villain from hell, if we let them do this to the third world, and then us, we deserve what we get. And I want to be very clear. Many areas of the third world are overpopulated. They've not been allowed to industrialize. They've been kept under control. And now they're being starved to death and their economy shut off to flood us and bring us down as well. So they are a dangerous force. I love water. Take a shower in it, drink it. You need it to live. Grow crops with it. Wash your car with it. But if you live at the foot, say, the Hoover Dam, and it breaks, you're going to flood and die. So water is a really nice thing until you get hit by billions of gallons of it. And that's what's happening in the third world. So when I get upset about them turning the food off for 2 years in Africa and Latin America and other areas, I have empathy for those people, but I also have a lot of empathy for myself. When I see the refugees of the globalist economic war flooding into Western world and being organized into a political permanent underclass and a weapon against us, it's just outrageous. They're bringing us into a global crisis, so we'll accept depopulation. And if we go along with this, we lose our souls. So let's play this first clip of Biden. Clip two. I don't want to hear Republicans talk about deficits and the ultra-MAGA agenda, which in the same speech he said is the most dangerous radical group in history, in American history. Now, they're the ones involved in economic warfare. They're the ones carrying out this mass destruction. They're the ones doing all of this. Anybody that knows basic eighth grade economics knows that. And so this is warfare. This is murdering your savings, murdering your future, and actually murdering third world populations from no food. And of course, they're going to get us next. Here is the puppet Biden.
I don't want to hear Republicans talk about deficits and their ultra-MAGA agenda. I want to hear about fairness. I want to hear about decency. I want to hear about helping ordinary people.
Let's play clip three. While defending abortion rights, Joe Biden says, I believe I have the rights that I have not because of government, but because I am just a child of God. Talk about blasphemy. Talk about Satanism. Talk about inversion. We'll play this clip and then go to the clip of him declaring populist the number one enemy.
Number two, what was the second one?
The second one was on abortion.
As I said when I when this hit as I was getting on the plane to go down to Alabama. This is about a lot more than abortion. I hadn't read the whole opinion at that time. But this reminds me of the debate with Robert Bork. Bork believed the only reason you had any inherent rights was because the government gave them to you. If you go back and look at the opening comments of Bork Biden when I was questioning him as chairman, I said, I believe I have the rights that I have, not because the government gave them to me, which you believe, but because I'm just a child of God, I exist. I delegated by joining this union here. Well, that got struck down. Griswold was thought to be a bad decision by Bork, and my guess is the guy's on the Supreme Court now. What happens if you have a state change the law saying that children who are LGBTQ can't be in classrooms with other children? Is that legit under the way that the decision is written? What are the next things that are going to be attacked? Because this MAGA crowd is really the most...
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Because that has been a hallmark, unfortunately, of this pandemic. President Biden rather famously said last July that misinformation on social media is killing people. Do you agree?
Absolutely. It's been weird that, you know, vaccines have been attacked as, you know, being overall net negative, or there's some conspiracy here. It's terrible.
Well, some of it affects you. You're part of these conspiracy theories.
That is a very weird thing, that just because I support vaccines to save millions of lives, people are saying, no, I make money from vaccines, or that I'm trying to, you know, cause death or track or a lot of strange stuff. Hard to understand why that is.
Well, misinformation is obviously a big issue that a lot of folks like you are worried about. Elon Musk just recently announced moves to acquire Twitter. I wonder if you are concerned about the proliferation of misinformation, given some of his views about expanding what he refers to as free speech on Twitter, and what you think of the acquisition.
Well, the digital realm has facilitated, you know, kind of interesting but wrong ideas spreading very quickly. And we need to innovate so that digital realm is more of a positive thing of getting the truth out, and that people are seeing, hey, this is false.
Do you worry about Elon Musk?
Well, Elon, you wouldn't want to underestimate Elon. What he did at Tesla is amazing, helping with climate change. What he did at SpaceX, will he this time make that improvement? You know, should there be laws that strike a better balance of free speech versus, you know, conspiracy theories confusing people? Elon thinks he can improve Twitter. Well, I don't know specifically what he'll do, but it is there's an opportunity, and we need innovation in that space.
We need innovation when it comes to silence you while they push a deadly gene therapy on you and your family. He doesn't know why anybody wants to think that he wants to hurt anybody. Oh, he's not making any money off of it, and he's not running the lab at Wuhan, and he's not openly calling for depopulation. No, no, no. The big bad wolf doesn't want to eat the three little pigs. The fox just wants to hang out with the hens. Hitler loves the Jews. I mean, it's just amazing. But he's failed. He's one of the most hated people in the world. And folks know that he's the problem. And he was using Jeffrey Epstein to blackmail and get in deep corruption, all these different scientists for total control. All right, I want to go to your phone calls. Ben and Robert and Drew and John and Jason and David and Jill and Tucker. Tom, Trucker Tom, from Illinois. And we're going to start those calls right now. And then, after I take a few of them, I'll continue with calls. I'm going to hit the huge COVID news, the huge Russia news that's so vitally important. Legacy nuclear powers again threaten the globe. U.S. intelligence has helped kill multiple Russian generals in Ukraine. More on Pope Francis saying the barking of NATO at the gates of Russia is likely what motivated Putin to attack Ukraine. I agree with the Pope on that. Wow. What a day to live. Pigs are flying. That's all coming up. But right now, holding the longest here would be Ben in the great state of Kentucky. Ben, thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me. Can you hear me okay?
I can, brother. Thank you for calling.
Absolutely. Thank you for letting me be a part of the InfoWar.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. I just have 1 minute to bring some context to my question. So, as you know, Hitler and Stalin of course, terrible people. No one agrees with them, right? Anyway, Hitler was assassinated, or at least they attempted to assassinate him in 1944. That's already understood.
Yeah, Operation Valkyrie, the bombing of the Wolf's Lair with a satchel explosive.
Exactly. And there is evidence to prove that Stalin himself was assassinated in 1953 and that he was poisoned, basically.
Yep.
And so with that, you can see that Hitler and Stalin's followers, even though they followed him so long, eventually it got to a point where it was too much for them, therefore they turned on him.
Yeah, it was Erwin Rommel helped lead the attack, and when it failed, they took him and said, we're going to kill your wife and children, and you take cyanide. He did. Took that long Mercedes-Benz ride into the forest. And so you're absolutely right. As this gets crazier and crazier, their own minions are going to realize that it's against their own future to continue this.
Exactly. So just pointed to current times, Pierce Morgan, as you know, he was on CNN and he wanted a total gun ban at the time. And I remember you had a skit with him there as well. And now he's on Fox News and he's a contributor for them. And he's totally flipped the script. Do you think that it's coming to a point soon where more people are going to turn against the globalists and the leftists who are pushing this terrible agenda?
Yes, but most of them are mercenaries, so it's going to be a double deal. Like, notice Piers Morgan says he's a Republican conservative now, but he's still anti-gun and anti-Alex Jones and pro-censorship. So, again, it's only on the surface. But I agree, more and more people are going to flip over, so you got to watch them. They've got a history of being double dealers. You can't trust them.
Absolutely. You can't trust them, and hopefully they can see the light and they can follow the InfoWar as well.
Well, yeah, they should get on the winning team. Even if you're a sociopath, you should be against Agenda 2030. I mean, Klaus Schwab should be against it. He's going to literally be destroyed by God. He is not God. He's going to find that out.
Absolutely, sir. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm a great listener. I love listening to your show, sir, and keep it up. And everyone try to fund the InfoWar. Thank you so much.
Love you, Ben. Just please keep spreading the word. That's the most important thing. All right, up next, in the order they are received, let's talk to a caller in Texas. Let's talk to Jason in Texas. Jason, welcome.
Hey, how are you, Alex?
I am actually better than I've ever been. I'm supercharged. I'm ready for the battle, and I'm
great to hear.
Forces with me.
Great to hear. So yeah, the Pope news is really weird that the Pope's coming out and saying saying things like you're saying, and you know Joel Skousen is saying things that are opposite of what you're saying. It's like everything is upside down world now. Joel hasn't been on the show in what, months and months since you had him on last as an expert in the Russia-Ukraine thing.
No, I mean, I had him on like a month ago, but I respect Joel. I think Joel's a good guy. He doesn't like Russia. He thinks that it's a valiant fight, and I can see that perspective. I mean, but we'll have him back on the show.
Well, he's told me that he's not probably ever going to be back on the show, but that it was that you wouldn't let him back on the show. So I'll let you sort that out with him. But yeah,
That just sounds. I mean, sir, I'm not saying you're a liar, but I find that hard to believe. Get Joel Skousen on tomorrow. I mean, I can get my producers in here. Has Joel Skousen called to be on the show? Not that you know of. I mean, we've actually asked him on the show, so I'm not going to get an infighting with Joel Skousen. I like Joel Skousen. I think he's a great, really smart person. I respect his views.
Okay. It just seems that since Joel was disagreeing with you, blaming West.
Sir, you're repeating something that's not true again, and I just responded to you. And so will you send me proof, showtipsinfowars.com, that Joel Skousen said we won't have him on the show?
Yeah.
Okay. Put him on hold. Get his information. Well, I mean, if he said that, that's not true. But I don't believe you. I don't think Joel's a liar. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Infowars.com.
The UN estimates that over 2 billion people alive on Earth today have cognitive disabilities, lower IQs, and so many other medical issues because of one thing, iodine deficiency. And most iodine that you get from different foods is bound to other minerals or other compounds, so it's not absorbable in the body. And that's why iodine deficiency is such a huge issue. We have the purest, cleanest, best iodine in the world from deep earth crystals more than 7,000 feet deep. X2 is an amazing product, and it has been sold out for months and months and months. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the supply chain breakdowns and the rest of it, I'm not sure when the next time we're going to get X2 is, so I would stock up on X2 right now at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're fighting the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. That's a 360 win. You're healthier, you have a better immune system, a better focus, better clarity, and you're fighting the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get your X2 today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are taking your phone calls right now. Next segment, I'm going to hit the breaking COVID news that is just confirming, triple confirming everything we already knew. Survey reveals parent stance on COVID vax for children. We're going to be hitting that. Top German professor raises COVID vaccine alarms, points out 40 times increase in adverse reactions and death in those that take the shot. 40 times. Report CDC spotted Americans to see if they were complying with lockdowns. It's a global drill. And so much more coming up. But right now, let's go back to your phone calls. Who has been holding the longest? That would be Drew. Drew in New Jersey. Drew, welcome.
How you doing?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, hopefully I get this out concise. Just give me a minute here to get my train of thought across. So, Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I've been listening to you for like 15 years, man. And never called in before, but, you know, I talk about a lot of this stuff with other people and talk about the founding fathers in this country. And, you know, everything kind of makes sense to people, right? Free speech, different amendments, you know, but I think a lot of people gloss over the Third Amendment because it doesn't really apply to like the, you know, to the uneducated person, you know, like to the here and now in contemporary times. And, you know, if you think about the Third Amendment, right, back in the day, you know, the colonists, it was about soldiers being quartered in the houses by the king in the colonies.
And what it meant is you don't want standing armies you got to locally pay for.
Right, right. And part of that, my understanding, was that the purpose of those soldiers, too, was to basically perform espionage in the colonies and to learn, like, the community ties and who was loyal to the king and basically create...
It was to build human intelligence and anthropology and sociology.
Right, right. And I think, you know, a lot of that now translates to what's going on with the new things that are coming up in today's day with, you know, digital IDs, carbon tracking, the Patriot Act, NSA, monitoring the undersea cables. You know, a lot of...
No, you're right. The Third Amendment means there shouldn't be an intelligence grid spying on you. It affects the NSA, all of it. You're damn right.
Yeah, man. And, you know, just the last point is, you know, if you look at the different documents for history that we have, the different texts, you know, earliest being like the religious writings, the Bible and stuff. No, it's our human history. And as we begin to go through history and transpose the technology that happens throughout our development or evolution, you know, these new things come out. You know, first is the Bible talks about good versus evil, that balance that's been intertwined with our history. And the next big thing for us in America is, you know, the Declaration, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. And nowadays, you know, with the World Economic Forum, so on and so forth, and, you know, I think you're spot on, right over the target.
As long as we don't comport to the systems they try to force us into, we win. Giving into those systems, thinking, oh, I'll comport, I'll get along, is pure death. Sir, I'm glad you've been listening for 15 years. Drew, it's really nice to meet you.
Hey, take care, man, all right?
Thank you, and I appreciate you. You are the resistance. All right, let's talk to a caller in Washington. Let's talk to Jill in Washington. Go ahead, Jill.
Hi, Alex. I'm calling in because I'm a psychologist, not a medical doctor. And I received a letter from the State Board of Health at the end of March encouraging me to sign up for a new program called Powers of Providers, and in which they want me to, and remember, I'm doing psychotherapy with people.
Power of, yeah, they're teaching your medical tyranny power, yeah. Power of Providers. Wow, tell me about the power.
Power of Providers, that I'm to seek the vaccination status of folks that are coming to me for primarily anxiety disorders.
Yeah, they want to get providers of all types to make you take these shots. Incredible.
And not only am I to refer them to a vaccine location, but I'm also to empower them, essentially brainwash them, to share their positive experiences about being vaccinated.
Wow, so you don't just push them to take the experimental shot that erases their immune system, but you're supposed to tell them to become engines of propaganda themselves. That's the chain reaction they're trying to get you to form.
And my issue with this is that it's unethical for me to recommend any medical procedure because I have a doctorate. I am not a medical provider. But
what you're saying is so clear under law. Explain that to people. Because, you know, when you go to a orthopedic surgeon, they're not going to give you advice on your heart. Or if you go to a general practitioner, they're not going to give you advice on your kidneys. They all know under law. They're asking a psychologist or psychiatrist to go out and do something that's not even under their license. Wow, that's incredible.
Well, it's against ethics, and so when you go to graduate school, you have to take courses in ethics, and you are not to practice outside the bounds of your competence. And I have no basis to recommend the vaccine or not. And
exactly,
so
my dad's a retired old surgeon and dentist, and he went through medical school and knows basic anatomy. But when I got a broken bone, I don't go to my dad. He doesn't know.
Right, exactly, and not only this, but if I sign up for this program, I'm to hang up that I'm to basically hang it up in my office that I am a power of provider and to display that in my office. And so my question to you, Alex, is that right now it seems as if COVID is done, right? Like, we're being told, hey, it's over with, like, you know, it's a flu. You're kind of getting that messaging in the media. Why is the state sending this out now, March 2022?
Well, I'm glad you bring this up, because the crew pulled up what you're saying and documented it for TV viewers. What she's saying is right there in the news. Because it's not. Bill Gates said this is a beta test. We have the clip today, actually. Maybe I'll play it next segment. But he's all over the news. I mean, hell, we'll play it. Get the clip ready. He's saying, oh, the next big one's coming. This was just a beta test. He even basically admits he's behind it. And so they're getting ready, whether it's this year or next year. This was all just the beginning. So that's why they're getting everybody in line. Then we get all the professionals signed up on power trips, not asking questions, taking orders, which you're a psychology expert. You can see that better than I.
Well, it's interesting because I went to one of the most liberal, it was a really good university. And I was a sociology major in addition to a psychology major. And so I know how Marxists think because I was trained by them. This is way back in the 90s. And I had to unwind a lot of that thinking throughout my adult life. And so now I'm close to 50. And I'll tell you what, it takes... the indoctrination takes a long time to see the truth. You're a big reason for it, Alex. I started watching you way back when you were on TV with Jesse Ventura. So, you know, thank you for all that you do.
Oh, Jill, you're a beautiful person. Thank you. And we've all been through this journey together. And that's why we just need to keep reaching out and informing. At the end, it's going to be people like you and I, all of us together. They're going to stop this corporate fascist takeover. And that's what it is. And it uses communist ideology at the grassroots to control people. But there's so much good liberal teaching that was classical liberal. They just attach leftism and communism to it. But even, I'm sure what you're saying is, even what you were taught 20, 30 years ago, now they've even basically betrayed that. So first the left championed American ideas of true liberalism to hijack it and body snatch it. And now they want to lead everybody into what they're doing, pro-war, surveillance. It's not going to work because of people like you, Jill.
Well, thank you, Alex. I appreciate that. And so I'm just going to keep on listening and supporting you in the InfoWar.
Thank you, Jill. Thank you. Because we have big enemies because we're at the tip of the spear. And it's really true. I mean, it's not like I'm sitting there saying, hey, folks, we're the tip of the spear. We are, because of God, the tip of the spear. And it's hard. And I'm only here because of your prayer. And I say that because I can't hold out, folks, without your daily prayer. I need your psychic positive energy. God hears that. I need it really bad because I don't want to give up. I can't physically give up, but I can give out. And so more important than financial help, more important than word of mouth, you know, that's key to spread the word. I need your prayer. I need it bad because I want to continue on in the fight. And things are so intense right now. And I can do it thanks to you. That's why when you call in and thank me, it's like you're a life raft I'm holding on to in the ocean, and you're thanking me. And I'm like, the life raft is thanking me? I need your help. Help me. We'll be right back. More calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management.
You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com. Worldwide on this May 5th, Thursday transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones, at the center of the vortex of human resistance to death and destruction, powering our victory. It will be magnificent, but it will be not without great cost. Let's take a call from Illinois. Let's talk to Trucker Tom. Trucker Tom, welcome, sir.
Hello, Alex.
Welcome.
Welcome. All right. So I just wanted to talk about a few things. Your police state film, the third one, I just recently watched it, and wow, like towards the end of it, just like everything you hit on is just like happening today. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's a 16, 17-year-old film.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, well, this stuff's happening today. Okay, well. So, yeah, I wanted to talk about, usually I do, I'll do, like, pickups and, like, from, like, the south side of Chicago sometimes or, like, you know, on the west side. And it's just, like, people walking around by themselves, still wearing their mask, and just, like, walking around looking in their phones, just, like, they're, like, zombies. They're like, everybody's like a zombie. And it's just, it's unbelievable.
It's very sad, isn't it? They've been put into a trance by the television, the culture, medically. There's big studies out that upwards of a third of the public is in a near dream state, daydream. And it's up to us to get them out of it.
Well, yeah, it's just like a lot of sci-fi films. Like, you know, it got like Judge Dredd where, you know, instead of having like regular sex, it's just like you just plug into something and it's just, you know, there's no physical like contact or anything. And it's just really weird. And then there's another film, Ready Player One, where people are plugged into like a video game like 24/7.
And you're right, sir. And we are bombarded by big universities and the Davos Group with images of artificial wombs and the state-growing babies that aren't even human, that are cross-human animal or genetically synthetic replicants, basically. And they're all over the news hammering and promoting and normalizing this. Destroy men and women together. Say there's not two sexes. There's 1,000 sexes. And then you don't know what you are. Now they can program you to accept whatever they want. That's their plan.
Yeah, also, I wanted to make a call to action. I don't know when people get paid this Friday or next Friday. When you get paid, take $10. That's what I'm asking. That's all I'm asking. $10. And take that and donate it right to InfoWars. Just $10. And if a lot of us can do that, maybe we could get another $1 million donated.
No. And it's the idea of funding InfoWars and other independent groups that breaks their control. The globalists have unlimited fiat currency, and if they can trick us, not believe we have power, we lose. But if we use the money to fund the truth and realize it's a war, and the most important thing we do is fund freedom of speech and liberty, and the most important outlets that are telling the truth, then we will still win. That's why they want a universal income, a bankrupted world, so there's no more free market competition. They are in desperate straits.
Right, yeah, and also, I know it's one of your commercials about the T-shirt. You are 100% right on that. Every time I have, you know, one of your T-shirts, like, I think when I go to Costco or something, I had the Trump 1 T-shirt on. And I never wore a mask when I went in there. Then people come up to me like, oh, my God, where'd you get that shirt? I love it. I was like, InfoWarsStore.com. You know, it's just.
The adventure like you have wearing an InfoWars shirt in red areas will be super positive. In leftist areas, mainly positive, some violent. But it is literally jacking into an adventure to get an InfoWars shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. Sir, thank you so much for the call, and God bless you, Trucker Tom. All right. Let's take another call from John. John in Oregon. Welcome, John.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I'm a new fan. I started watching you around when I realized that mainstream media was trying to screw Rittenhouse. Ever since then, I've been watching you. You really are the tip of the spear, man.
Well, I'm trying, brother, and isn't it great to see Rittenhouse with his trigger discipline and everything else now coming to the fire and stronger than ever?
I was just thinking that. That's awesome. The other thing I was going to tell you real quick is I ride the MAX, the MAX train in Portland, Oregon, and I was waiting for a train the other night, and these two people from Afghanistan.
You can't cuss on air, sir. Just hold on a minute. I'm going to delay that out, and we'll bring it back, but don't cuss again.
Okay.
They brought in thousands of admitted terrorists out of Afghanistan. That's mainstream news. Again, it's asinine that they care about our safety. Go ahead.
Yeah, I almost got in a fight with these guys. I was going to mace them and fight them, you know, if I had to.
Tell me, where were you? What happened?
I was at Delta Park riding the Yellow Line train in Portland, Oregon. I was just waiting for the train. And where I was standing, you would have to go way out of your way to get close to me. So when they started getting close, I realized something's up. And then I heard them speaking Arabic, and they were talking, you know, they said they're from Afghanistan, and they wanted to do harm.
I hear you. Not all the Afghans are bad people, but there's no vetting going on. It's very dangerous. I appreciate your call, John. God bless you. All right, we'll get to Robert and others. We're going to go to break. We've got General Benton K. Parton's grandson, who's also a great veteran in his own right, joining us coming up the next hour. And it's important to remember those that exposed everything and that were dead on decades and decades and decades ago. This is going to be a big, big interview next hour. Let me just briefly say, there is not a bigger revolutionary act you can carry out against corruption in the New World Order than to pray for this broadcast and to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com and to spread the articles and videos and information. It is a revolutionary act. The enemy is totally scared, totally obsessed with suppressing things, trying to bring in total censorship. I'm asking you now to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy a T-shirt, a book, a film, to get great supplements that enrich your life like X2 that's going to sell out, but it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off BrainForce Ultra, BioTrue Selenium, TurboForce. It's all there, InfoWarsStore.com. And we had 60-plus thousand T-shirts that over the years I would buy different designs and then never promote them, so there was a stockpile. That's 70% gone. We're selling T-shirts in stock at the price that they cost. So we're selling T-shirts at cost, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to encourage you all to go to InfoWarsStore.com and fund the tip of the spear. Thank you so much for your support. All right, hour number three, straight ahead. Then, in the fourth hour today, Royce White of Substack with incredible information. Stay with us.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.